We are very happy to be joined by ESPN and CBS basketball analyst and a Lowcountry resident who's doing a good thing again for 24 hours for Special Olympics of South Carolina. We want to welcome in Debbie Antonelli. How you doing, Debbie?
Hey, Richard. Thank you so much. Doing great.
Well, how's your free throw game nowadays?
My free throw and my fitness are pretty good right now. I'm getting excited about the weekend.
So you make 100 free throws at the top of every hour starting this Saturday, May the 15th, and people can watch it live on YouTube and Facebook, 24 hours, nothing but net. And, how much do you practice to get ready for this, or are you just a natural?
Well, first of all, Richard, the whole thing sounds ridiculous, right? I mean, I'm going to be in my driveway. I'm going to make 100 free throws on the top of every hour, as you said, May 15, starting at noon. I'll shoot through the night, and my free throw game's pretty good right now. In the first 2 years, I'm averaging 91.5%. I hope that percentage is going to go up based on my fitness level, and we're going to keep raising a lot of money for South Carolina Special Olympics.
Wow, that is strong, 91.5% there. So let me ask you, because I know a lot of people want to know some questions about this. Let me go back to the beginning. How did this all start and the genesis of this idea, and how many years have you been doing this, and how much money have you raised so far?
Well, the motivation is my son Frankie and his friends. My son Frankie has Down syndrome. He's a senior at Clemson in the Clemson Life program. He's a full-time college student. He also is a Special Olympic athlete and a multiple sport athlete with a multiple gold medal winning performances. So I know how important Special Olympics is for families like mine. People with intellectual and physical disability need training and programming, and they need to be able to compete just like the rest of us. And this is where the passion and the motivation comes from. The idea was kind of far-fetched. I mean, it all has to do with my work for ESPN and CBS and my 30-plus years on the air calling college basketball games and the WNBA. I see the game through an offensive lens. I'm always thinking about shooting. I'm always thinking about how I can score. It's a 360-degree thing, really, Richard. I mean, it's all about offense, and I can still shoot it. And I thought, how can I monetize my ability to shoot at my age? Because I do get AARP mail, and I would qualify for the Blue Plate Special.
Well, it's not going to be an early bird special if you're doing it for 24 hours, that's for sure. And do you nap each hour? Do you stay awake? How do you manage to do that over 24 hours when you're making 100 free throws at the top of each hour? And how long does that normally take you to make 100 free throws?
Well, first of all, it requires an incredible level of physical, mental, and emotional, that's for sure, especially when it gets dark and it's late and it's just me in my driveway with a few friends hanging out. It's challenging. It's physically challenging. But I've been training and conditioning for a long time getting ready for it. I've got this ridiculous free throw burpee routine I'm doing in my driveway, and I really think that helps me, among other things, burpees, planks, squats, sprints, and shooting. I think it's challenging, but it's definitely worth it, because at the end, we've raised in 2 years over $210,000, and I expect that number to go up this year.
Well, I've never heard the term free throw burpee before today, and that's just tremendous, raising that much money for Special Olympics of South Carolina. And your son, Frankie, as you said, a multi-sport, multi-gold medal winning Special Olympic athlete. How challenging has it been with the pandemic for Special Olympic athletes like your son?
Oh, it's incredibly challenging, just like everyone else. And if you think you've had trouble organizing or getting together with friends, think about what this group of people is trying to do when they've been isolated. Typically, they're isolated anyway, and now it's double the isolation because they can't organize. But Special Olympics needs the funding so that we can organize people with intellectual and physical disability. Anyone out there listening may know that special education is always the first cut and the least funded. And Special Olympics and special education are directly related. We need the physical with the mental, and these athletes need it as well. And so if you've ever been to a Special Olympic event at any level, you know how hard these players compete, how much they train to get ready. And they do their training just like any other athlete to get ready, and they need the money and the funding to be able to organize.
And that's why it's so incredibly appreciated what you're doing with the Special Olympics of South Carolina. 24 hours, nothing but net. We want to remind everybody, the entire event from the Antonelli home court will be on YouTube and Facebook. On YouTube, 24HoursNothingButNet.com, and on Facebook at 24HoursNothingButNet. And you can even look online, 24HoursNBN.com, and you can make a donation. That donation will go towards helping out Frankie and so many other athletes with Special Olympics. And how do you get ready this week, Debbie? In the days before, do you sleep a lot? And do you shoot a lot of free throws? And how long does it take you to recover after it's over?
Well, I'm trying not to do anything too crazy this week. So I've already had one workout, but I am in 2-a-days. And so I'm trying to continue to stay at a level of where I am, because I think where I am right now should help me be able to complete the task. And to answer your question before, I didn't sleep last year. So it takes me about 10 to 15 minutes to make the 100 shots. And then we have 24 hours of live stream programming. So we will have interviewed pre-tape over 50 different sports figures, celebrities, athletes, Special Olympic athletes. And some of the headliners are like Mia Hamm, Dabo Swinney, Shane Beamer. Hopefully, Chris Singleton and Darius Rucker have helped us every year. They'll be able to help us again this year. And then it's just a whole list of coaches across the low country, especially here locally. Duger Baucom over at the Citadel, Pat Kelsey over at the College of Charleston, Robin Harmody, the head coach of the College of Charleston women. So it's been great that the low country is supportive. And you know, Richard, from your work with Special Olympics with the bocce event, how wonderfully committed the low country is to helping Special Olympics.
Yeah, and that's a great reminder. The bocce bash is coming up on Saturday, September the 18th at Bishop England High School on Daniel Island. And I will be back out there again as your host and MC. I love the bocce bash, and I love so much your dedication and passion of this, Debbie, and it comes from you and Frankie, who's such a great guy. And kudos to Frankie for all that he's been able to accomplish. And now as a senior at Clemson, it's just tremendous. And we're going to put a link on our website at 1055thebridge.com to let people go there to make a donation for 24 hours, nothing but net, to help out Special Olympics. Debbie, I hope it's nothing but swishes for you for 24 hours, and you were doing some serious name dropping. A lot of people want to help out the cause, and we're happy to do so here as well. So we wish you and Frankie the best, and good luck on Saturday.
I can't thank you enough for your time and for the efforts of everyone nationally to be involved in this. We're going to continue to keep growing this event, and I'm just going to shoot till my arm falls off, Richard.
Well, you do a great job as a basketball analyst, and I know you do a great job as a free throw shooter, but I know your best job is as a mom. So we thank you so much for doing this, and we'll be watching on Saturday, and we'll try to help you raise as much money as possible. And thank you, Debbie Antonelli, for everything. Best of luck.
Thank you so much, Richard.